Thousands of people are dropping health insurance plans they bought through the Affordable Care Act marketplaces. That's according to federal data. Premium costs have soared after insurance companies raised rates and federal subsidies expired at the beginning of the year. Older residents are seeing some of the highest prices, and some are trying to stretch their money until they're eligible for Medicare. More from WHYY's Nicole Leonard.
Catherine Bukovecki is 64 and a retired school teacher who lives in Delaware with her husband. And she's counting down the days till her birthday this year.
Who says I can't wait to be 65? Like, nobody's looking to get older, but I am having a big old party on June 1st.
June 1st marks the date when she can get on Medicare, a federal health insurance program for seniors. It still costs money, but far less than the $2,500 a month she and her husband pay right now for their bronze plan on the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Just last year, they were only paying about $350 a month for coverage. When the increase hit, Bukovecki told her husband she was considering going uninsured.
We went back and forth and back and forth, and I just didn't want to do it. I'm like, screw it. But he was getting so worked up about, if something happens to you, like, what am I supposed to do? And so I think I signed up at 11:58 p.m. the last day because I was just so angry.
Bukovecki says they're lucky. They can pull the money from other types of savings accounts in order to keep coverage. But she worries about others who can't afford it and choose to drop insurance altogether to keep food on the table, pay their heating bills, and just get by. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.